Hare Krishna. I'll make this a little short because I'm a little late with the podcast. And being here in New Brijadam, as I mentioned earlier, although I called them nectarine, that was my mistake. It was actually apricots, fresh apricots. It's apricot season. And all I can do is compare them to mangoes. They're so wonderful. And it's apricot season. When I was in Canada, I missed the cherry season. And soon will come the peach season and the apple season. And today I have this little strawberry plant. And I was seeing how actually it had gone past its season, and the strawberries that came out were very, very small and shriveled up, and they didn't really look edible, what to speak of, enticing. And usually when we talk about things having their season, well, there's a verse in the Bible, or there's actually a whole section in the Bible, which is very, very nice, and it begins with, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. In my youth, they had a band made a very popular song out of that as well. And when we think about season, we usually think that, yes, in due course of time, the Bhakti Lata Bij, it will bear its fruit. You can't rush it. But you have to mali ono kono se bij ropon. You have to water it, and you have to take care of it, and the fruit will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described to Rupa Goswami that fruit will be love of Godhead, which takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet in Goloka. But today I was thinking of this concept that to everything there is a season in another way. Season also means that the cherry season's over. I won't see cherries here in New Brijadam for another year. In other words, a season has a beginning and it also has an end. Prahlad Maharaj says, Komarata charat pragyad harmat bhagavatariha. Now that you're young, now's the time to practice Bhagavad Dharma. Now's the time to practice Krishna consciousness. Why now? Because now we've come in contact with it. What happens later, we don't know how long we'll live. We don't know how healthy we will be. We don't know what it's like getting old. It's not the same practicing Krishna consciousness as one grows old and infirm as it is when one is young. Take it from me, I'm getting first-hand experience. So the season also has its end. Of course, in devotional service, Swapamapi Asadharma Satrayate Mahatubhayat, whatever advancement one makes, one just simply continues. There's no, you don't lose the benefit that you make. But still, being what we are, conditioned souls, and that we have an opportunity. That opportunity, we use this word golden opportunity. It's golden. Now, the present is when it's golden. Now, when we can do what we want, if there are no restrictions on us, particularly in our youth. This is the season. This is the season to everything under heaven, particularly to the practice of devotional service. And as time progresses, then our season may be over. I have to wait another year to have cherries. If we don't take advantage of the opportunity that comes now and we miss our season for devotional service, we may have to wait a year, we may have to wait another lifetime. Therefore, one should not waste time. That is a devotee is always eager to take advantage of every moment that he has because he knows, yes, to everything there is a season. And when we've come in contact with Krishna consciousness and and we're aware of the process and have the opportunities for chanting and hearing, then that's because something has ripened. And as it's ripened, then we should recognize this is the time, and not put it off to some other time, because that ripe fruit also sometimes withers if it's not picked, stays on the branch, no one comes to pick it, then it withers and falls off and it rots. So, of course, no loss in devotional service, but still there's always a risk. There's always a risk of continuing in another life, and this material world is not a place where intelligent people want to come back to. They don't want to risk another life. So, once again, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hare Krishna.